Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. Well, I know that I am because we made it to Friday.
Hold on. Let's just enjoy this music for a second.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
I do like how we go from like super chill groovy music to like metal
straight up aggression. Just shows balance, Danny.
Yeah.
Balance.
Brandon from Port Townsend is our contestant. Brandon, are you there?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Brandon. All right, Steve, he's ready to go, so get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those who may be playing at home, Brandon will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What does the Y in YMCA stand for?
Youth.
No.
Pass.
How many players are on a standard American football team? No.
40.
No.
42.
No. What does Hakuna Matata mean?
Peace and love.
No.
Take it easy.
No.
Oh boy, Migs is gonna beat me this morning. Pass.
What automotive company has been the biggest motorcycle manufacturer since 1959?
Honda?
Yes. Which planet has Prometheus as a satellite?
Neptune.
No.
Saturn.
Yes. How many times are traditional Mexican refried beans fried?
3 times.
No.
Twice.
No. Brandon. One for me, one for you. The score is 2.
I'll be Brandon.
Steve might not be ready either.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You are?
I think he's ready.
I'm hyped. What'd I miss?
Brandon is so hyped right now.
Okay, good.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Didn't win the MVP.
Oh.
Sorry. I hit the wrong button. I wasn't planning on hitting that one.
What does the Y in YMCA stand for?
Young?
Yes. How many players are on a standard American football team?
Total? 53.
No, on the field.
11.
Yes. What does Hakuna Matata mean?
Have a good day?
No.
Family?
No.
Well, that's party time.
No.
With the animals.
What automotive company has been the biggest motorcycle manufacturer since 1959?
Automotive company? Harley Davidson?
No.
Honda?
Yes. What planet has Prometheus as a satellite?
That would be Uranus, Taryn.
It would not be.
Mars?
No.
Jupiter?
No. How many times are traditional Mexican refried beans fried?
Twice.
No.
Three?
No.
Four?
No. Huh. Which European country hosted the 2024 Summer Olympics?
Greece.
No.
France.
Yes. What color are the properties Kentucky, Indiana, and Illinois in a traditional Monopoly game?
Yellow.
No.
Green.
No.
Blue.
No. Damn. How many total wings does a bee have?
Six.
No.
Four.
Yes. Who played Ty Webb in Caddyshack?
Bill Murray.
No.
John Candy.
No.
George Costanza.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, and that is a win.
Yes.
5-2. Sorry, Brandon.
Oh, that's all right. Thank you, guys.
You
have a great
so
weekend.
Welcome.
Hey, I didn't get 6 this time.
Another one bites the dust.
It's a miracle.
I know.
It's a Friday miracle. Another one bites the dust. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. It means no worries.
Oh.
Yes. Prometheus is the satellite for Saturn. Traditional Mexican refried beans are fried once.
I was going to guess once. I'm like, oh, it's got to be at least twice.
Kentucky, Indiana, and Illinois in Monopoly, they're all red properties. And Ty Webb in Caddyshack is Chevy Chase.
Damn it. I couldn't think of his name.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. It's been a hot minute since I've watched it. Do you think it still holds the test of time?
100%. And Danny, you need to watch it.
I don't think Danny would like it one bit.
I do like Chevy Chase, but I think it's kind of old.
Oh, the one guy you like is like the world's biggest D-bag.
Oh, I know. I don't. Okay, I like his acting, Steve, and Vacation.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
The Vacation role is pretty amazing. Yeah. Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
We invite you to join us for an event we've never done before. It's called Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. And we're doing it on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett, Washington. We have Brent Smith and Zach Myers from Shinedown coming to town. The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, everyone performing acoustic. And we've got those tickets. I think they said like less than 200 in the main bowl. So get those right now at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I encountered a gentleman named Tyler who was obviously going through some rough patches trying to get to the ferry. And we found Tyler. He's on the phone with us right now.
This is the part that's blowing my mind, is that then he reached out to you and sent you a DM saying, hey, that was me. And so we got him on the phone.
Tyler.
I'm here. How are you guys?
Tyler, the story is crazy. So my first question is, did you know it was Taryn Daly when you first got picked up?
You know, I had no idea. My car had broken down on the way up there. I broke down just out of Burlington, had to get a tow. I was ready to head home, and, you know, I was going to bail on my buddy's bachelor party, which he's kind of the guy that would always be there for you. So I just had to find a way, and I got to the ferry a minute after the ferry had left, and the next ferry was 4 hours away. So I was on the phone. Taryn had had heard my conversation and had offered help, and it kind of went from there.
I heard him on the phone outside of the ferry terminal, just like, guys, I'm not going to be there till 10 o'clock tonight now. This is crazy. So then he talked to the guy selling the tickets and said, you know, maybe I'll go to Lopez instead of going out to Friday Harbor where the bachelor party is. And maybe right. The guys can come over and pick him up via boat from Lopez Island. So I said, excuse me, are you having some issues here?
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir. It sounds like you might need a ride once you get to Lopez Island.
And then Tyler's like, dear Penthouse, I never thought this would happen to me.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
But it was, we ended up making it work. Brad picked me up from the ferry, and I had been sitting with Tyler for, you know, about an hour on the boat, just kind of talking and catching up. And then we drove him out to Fisherman's Bay.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I just felt the need after that to reach out and say thank you. You know, her and your husband's name is Brad, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, you know, I don't know if she's picked up strays before, because walking up to the car, she, you know, she goes, hey, this is Tyler, he's coming with us. And it was like we were old friends. So,
dude, Tyler, I mean, if you knew Taryn Daly as we know Taryn, there are times where people show up to her house and I'm not even certain if she knows who they are, and then they end up like crashing there for like a week.
Yeah, I was like, her husband's just like, all right, hop in, let's go.
I love everything about this. So are you thinking, did I make the right choice getting in the car with these two? Seem too happy to take me wherever I'm going.
No, you know, at that point, I think that was the turning point for my weekend. You know, everything was going downhill, and, you know, that positive moment kind of
awesome.
Brought me around and made it all good, so...
How did your buddies feel about it? Like when you showed up and you're like, guys, you won't believe what I just went through and what happened.
They were cool. One of my buddies was pissed that I met a celebrity, and then the other one was he says I'm the luckiest man ever and with anything, and he goes, of course you'd run into, you know, you'd meet somebody out of this. So, but no, it was cool. They came, they picked me up, and we boated back over there, and we had a good time.
How was the bachelor party? What did you guys do?
It was good. We had dinner, had a lot of, you know, adult beverages, and then went to the, I don't know what it was called over there, a little bowling alley bar, and just hung out and had a good time.
I think you say, I don't know what it's called, but a strip club? No, So have you ever hitchhiked before, or was this just desperate times called for desperate measures?
No, just kind of desperate times. And you know, I didn't even have to ask or anything. She had offered.
That's fair.
She overheard
yeah.
it. And, you know, I said, well, we're getting on the ferry. I said, let me call my friends. I'll figure a plan out. And she goes, well, if you need me, come find me before you leave. And then ended up sitting down and we talked and figured it out. So it was cool.
Well, you're just confirming that Taryn Daly is a way better person than myself or Danny.
it was awesome. So, no, thank you guys. Like I said, long time listener. I just, I thought it was cool. I knew the voice sounded familiar and it just was cool. So, thanks for picking me up. Tell your husband again. Thanks again.
That's so cool. And also, yeah, I would imagine that, like, you hear the voice, like, that sounds familiar, but you never would put two and two together that the person picking you up and taking you to where you need to go is actually the woman that you listen to on the radio.
Yeah, never put it together.
No, I wouldn't either.
Real quickly, what is the, you do a tree removal service, right? What's your tree business called again?
Yeah, it's Taylor's Snohomish Tree Service. So it's a longtime family business out of Snohomish. And if anybody ever needs anything, or I know you mentioned your kid likes logging equipment, if he ever wants a ride on a skidder or equipment, let me know.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh,
thank you so much, Tyler.
Yeah, thank you guys.
You know what I get out of this, Steve?
What's that?
Is that if Taryn overhears you're in trouble, she's going to help out. So, Steve.
Yes.
I need $500 because something happened to me over the weekend.
So do I. I have a bachelor party to go to, and I'm down at least a grand.
Yeah. Hey, Taryn.
Great news, guys. I have no money.
Shoot.
Daily Mix Show.
It's absolutely no integrity.
We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Jake from Belfair. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning.
Let's spin that wheel and find out who you're playing with, me or Migs.
All right, the wheel is currently on Taryn. Will it stay there? Yes, it will.
Jake, it's you and me, baby.
Oh,
all right, Jake.
Let's do it.
Here is your clip.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's kind of hard to hear.
Let's play it again.
Ooh, I don't know on this one.
Would you like a hint?
I can definitely help you.
Yes.
The band is fronted by Billy Corgan. Sometimes on a spooky holiday, people like to throw these orange things around.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes.
Nailed it.
And the song title is the number before one.
Zero.
That's it. This is loneliness and loneliness. Cleanliness and cleanliness and godliness are goddess.
Just
like me.
Wow. I have to plug my nose when I try and sing like Billy Corgan. I mean, pretty much was, right?
Yeah. All right, Danny, I am ready for my clip. Oh, that would be Faith by the greatest band in the entire world, Limp Bizkit.
Oh, we just took a time capsule. From the 90s right there. Get the blank up.
Jake, congratulations.
Awesome.
I could listen to this all day.
I remember when I first heard this, I did not like it.
What?
I wasn't a George Michael guy. And so this was just like, whatever. Yeah. And then as I slowly became a Limp Bizkit fan, I went back and revisited their first record. And then I was like, oh, this song does slap.
So are you a George Michael guy now?
Oh, big time. Wham. I liked it. Him with Andrew, sure. Him alone, not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
Steve, I feel like this happens fairly often where we're talking about something off the air.
Yes.
And you look at me and you go, huh?
I was like, can we back up for a second? And this happened just the other day. You were talking about, I can't remember how we got into the conversation. We were talking about cremation. And you're like, do you know I have a friend that does aquamation? And that is a term I never heard. But I was like, what is that? And you started explaining it to me. And I'm like, is there any way we could talk to your friend about this? Because this is just, to me, it was fascinating.
Well, she is my friend who went to WSU with me. Her name is Darcy. Kids. And she is the founder of Resting Waters Aquamation in West Seattle. Good morning, Darcy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great, Darcy. So to go back in time a couple of days ago, I never heard the term aquamation. I got a feeling that there's some of our listeners that also have no idea what that is. So if you had to explain to somebody what aquamation is, how would you explain it?
It's easiest if I kind of compare it to cremation, just because that's what most of our brains go to when we think of body disposition. And so essentially what I'm doing is I'm reducing the body down to the bone and teeth. I'm using water heated to 200 degrees, so below boiling, water flow. So it kind of circulates in the system like a pool, an infinity pool would in a circular motion. And then I use a substance called alkali. It's potassium hydroxide that creates a really alkaline environment in the system. So lots of people don't realize that a body breaks down easier in an alkaline environment as opposed to an acidic one. Yeah. And so I'm essentially doing rapid decomposition. At the end of what I do is the same as what at the end of flame-based cremation is, which is the bone and teeth are what are left over at the end of the process.
So you said rapid. How? I'm having a lot of dark questions, I feel. But like,
yeah.
if I had a stopwatch, how long would it take from the start of the body being in there to the point where you're just down to the teeth?
So the system that we use takes 20 hours from start to finish.
We're talking to Darcy. She's the founder of Resting Waters Aquamation. And Darcy, you actually, you did this for my dog, Kona, when she passed away a couple of years ago. And what I got back, not only were these, I got an urn, like this beautiful decorative urn, and then we had scatter urns. It doesn't stop there. Some of the connections that you guys have and some of the afterlife care that you do with animals is pretty fascinating. One of the things that I had brought up to Steve was what you guys do with the skull. Some people like to keep the skulls of their animals. How does that work?
You know, one of the good things about pet death care not being as highly regulated as human death care is that we can do neat things like taxidermy and skeletal preservations. We actually do surgically remove, prior to the aquamation, any body part that the family wants to keep, and then it's returned back to the family.
So you said you could do this for the pet, so I'm assuming like if Aunt Sally passed away, you couldn't get her skull.
No, unfortunately, you can't. The human side is, you know, highly regulated, and so those fun things that we get to do for pet parents, unfortunately, can't be done in the human arena.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you have a strange job? A job that when you bring it up at parties, people just want to talk to you about it because it's very, very strange. 206-803-ROCK.
We got some great text messages, including one from our friend Rose in Tacoma that says, I didn't know this about Rose. It's funny how we've been texting with her all this time. Do you know what Rose does for a living?
I have no idea.
It involves bottoms.
Bottoms?
Yes.
Does she do Brazilian butt lifts?
Close. She's an esthetician. Usually the conversation starter at the parties is, well, I wax beeholes for a living. From Rose in Tacoma.
Maybe not Brazilian butt lifts, but Brazilian waxes for
yes.
sure.
Now, do you think anyone's like, hey, do you have any, do you have your equipment remotely?
Do house calls?
All of a sudden at the party, it's just a full-on b-hole party? That's a whole other thing.
Could you imagine, though? I mean, she's probably seen it all. Like, literally.
Yeah. It's a tough day at work sometimes.
Shout out to Rose.
So it says, I don't know if this is like you call yourself a professional, but it sounds more like a side hustle, but they said I'm a professional mermaid. I do birthday parties and aquarium shows.
Oh, that's awesome.
That would be fun.
That would be super cool. My little niece would love that.
If this person just showed up.
Oh my gosh, yes. That would be a rad party.
Now, do you have to wear like the red wig so you can look like Ariel for like parties?
There's more than one mermaid, Steve.
Name another mermaid. My point exactly. You can't do it.
I can't. That's the only one I know by name.
Someone says I clean up after crime scenes. This is a text at 206-803-ROCK. I know way too much about luminol and blood splatter. The party conversations go from zero to Dexter real fast.
This just reminded me. I have a friend who does cornea retrieval. So like if you're an organ donor and you pass away,
yes,
my friend will go in and remove your corneas.
Wait, so they have a one person?
Yes.
There's a person that just does that.
Yes, cornea removal. It's bonkers.
I would have just figured that like that's part of the deal. Whoever's there to deal with the body. That
they just get it all.
Just scoop it or something.
Oh, my
I don't know.
God.
Right?
Maybe.
No? okay. Danny, you might be interested in this one.
Uh-oh.
I'm a professional cuddler. It's non-sexual, but super intimate. Most people think it's fake until I show them that my calendar is booked out a month.
Yeah, I do need a cuddler. Now, what?
You were just complaining yesterday how you needed a good cuddle.
Oh, I was just trying to get one from you, Steve.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
I wasn't picking up on what you were throwing down.
I am so curious what people's cuddle requests would be. Like, you know, like small spoon, little spoon, big spoon.
That is an interesting... Okay, maybe it's not interesting, but that actually piqued my interest. Like, percentage-wise, how many people want to be the spoon?
Oh.
And how many people want to not be it?
Do you like to be the big spoon or the little spoon, Steve?
Big.
Big spoon?
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Danny?
I like to be the little spoon.
You do? You like a little jet pack back
there? Yeah.
This is why we share a hotel room when we go to the radio conventions.
The Daily Migs Show.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.